A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. My name is Gibbs Dube, and we are hosting together with a marvelous Mhlanganyo Uye, a discussion on COVID-19 and what is going on right now in Zimbabwe. We see that there are some two prominent people that have been arrested in the country linked to the forthcoming protests. And at the same time, we'll just discuss for a few minutes the issues related to COVID-19. We see that there are roughly about 1,611 cases of COVID-19 right now in Zimbabwe. Marvelous.
Yes, welcome to those that are just joining us. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyo, who are broadcasting from my home this Monday, July the 20th, 2020, due to the COVID-19 pandemic that is currently sweeping the whole world, including Zimbabwe. Currently, as what Gibbs just said, there are at the moment 1,611 COVID-19 positive cases in Zimbabwe. And we've seen that of those actually living with the active virus at the moment, they stand at 1,114 currently. And we've seen that there are people that also caught the disease but were able to fight it. And that number stands at 472. And the number of deaths of those that have passed away due to COVID-19 in the country has increased to 25. So that's what we're currently looking at here. And we're also going to be looking at the political situation in the country, where today we woke up to news here in Washington that there were two prominent Zimbabweans that have been arrested in line or, you know, due to the forthcoming July 31st protests, which are being planned. So that's some of the issues that we'll be looking at, and we'll be bringing in guests to weigh in on both issues. But like we said earlier on, we are starting off with COVID-19 and the impact it is having in the country at the moment, Gibbs.
Yes, we see that there are 472 people that have actually recovered, marvelous, out of the 1,611. At the same time, there are 25 deaths in Zimbabwe, and people that have been tested are 101,375. Then we've got a report from the Johns Hopkins University. It reports that, 14,530,563 people have actually contracted COVID-19 worldwide. And out of this figure, there are 606,741 people that have actually died. In USA, we know that the figures are quite high, you know, marvelous, when we look at compared to other countries. Mm-hmm. So there are about 3,773,832 people that have contracted COVID-19. Out of these people, 140,541 have actually died. So we're going to have a look at the number of people that have Zimbabwe. Ngabafitshane sakhona manje nge-COVID-19 esibambe abantu abayi 1,611 kuthi abayi 472 sebasila, abayi 25 sebabhubha. So kwatestwa ke abantu abafika 101,375. Lokhu kubikwa ke logatsha lwezempilakahle. Xa sisikhangela njalo ke emazweni atshiyeneyo, iJohns Hopkins University iyabika lapha sibilithi abantu abedlula 14 million. Esingathi sebefika kuphose 15 million. Masebabanjwa COVID-19. Kuthi ke abedlula 607,000 sebabhubha. Xa sikhangela ke kwele Melika, iJohns Hopkins University yaphinda njalo ithi abantu abayi 3,773,832 sebabhubha. Sebabanjwa umkhuhlane lo. Kuthi ke asebabhubhayo bayi 140,541. Kunjalo ke marvelous, singangena kolunye udaba.
Aiwa, kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa, ndinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanganya huye ndichitepfenyura ndiri kumba kuWashington DC pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19 iro rapfunya chisero pasi rose uyezve nemunyika. Pari zvino tinoona kuti chipatara chikuru chemuno muAmerica cheJohns Hopkins University chiri kutaura icho kuti pasi rose vanhu vawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iro reCOVID-19 pari zvino vari pa 14.4, nearly 14.5 million vanhu vabatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19, 606 zvichidaudzira vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. MuUnited States munova umo tiri kutipfenyura tiri mune vanhu 3.7 million vabatwa nedenda reCOVID-19, 140,000 nekudaudzira vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Muno muWashington DC mandinogara Parish zvino mune vanhu 11,000 vabatwa nedenda iroro reCOVID-19, 578 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya. Tombotarisawo zviri kuitika munyika muZimbabwe. Tinoona kuti Parish zvino bazi rezveutano riri kutaura iro kuti uwandu hwevanhu vabatwa neCOVID-19 hwakwira. Uyezve Parish zvino uwandu uyu hwakamira hwakadai. Pane vanhu 1,611 vabatwa nechirwere icho cheCOVID-19. Vari kurarama nacho Parish zvino vanosvika ivo 1,114. Uyezve tinoona kuti pane vamwe vakabatwa nedenda reCOVID-19 vakakwanisa kunge vachirikunda vanosvika ivo pa-472. Asi uwandu hwevanhu vari kuwanikwa ivo vachishaya Parish zvino hwamira huri pa-25. Takatarisa isu kuti munguva yapfuura takange tiri kungoripota kwenguva ndefu tichingoti kwanga kuine vanhu vashoma vanga vawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda irori reCOVID-19. Saka ndozvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano. Uyezve tichitarisa isu pamusoro pezviri kuitika panyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika uko nhasi tawana tichimuka iko kuno kuWashington tichinzwa kuti muZimbabwe muHarare nhasi pawanikwa ipo pachisungwa vamwe varume vaviri vanoti ivo vaJacob Ngaribvume naHopo Chingono anoita iri basa rekutora nhau. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura nazvo tichitarisa kuti zvakamira sei Parish zvino uyezve kuti chii chaizvo chiri kuitika munyika. Takatarisa zvichaitika kupera kwemwedzi uno uku kwanga kwakarongwa kuti pachawanikwa ikoko vanhu vachiratidzira kuti havasi kufara nemafambisirwo ari kuitwa zvinhu munyika. Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. I think Jacob Ngaribvume is one of those people who has been arrested and he is expected to appear in court very soon. So there's a statement that has been released by the police dated 21 July 2020. So we are told this is a very authentic document. So the title is Arrest of Jacob Ngaribvume and Hopo Chingono. So I quote, it says, the Zimbabwe Republic Police confirms that Jacob Ngaribvume of Transform Zimbabwe and Hopo Chingono have been arrested in connection with allegations of contravening Section 187, Subsection 1A, as read with Section 37(1A)(1) of the Criminal Law Codification and Reform Act, Chapter 9.23, that is incitement to participate in public violence. The duo will appear in court soon and are currently in police custody. So this is signed by Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyati, who is a senior staff officer, the Press, Public and International Relations. So this letter is addressed to the Commissioner General of the police, at the police headquarters. So it seems they have been arrested and police have actually confirmed. So we're going with this. So we know that Jacob Ngaribvume has been trying to organize, has been trying to organize a protest in Harare. He says there's too much corruption in Zimbabwe. So let's listen to what he said, he told journalists recently in Harare. So there we are.
Zimbabwe is a blessed country. Zimbabwe is a blessed nation with a diverse of mineral resources. Zimbabwe is a blessed country with good and peace-loving people, hard workers who are working so hard to build their lifestyles. But what Zimbabwe has gone through in recent years has been a speck of corruption which has destroyed it. You know, our nation is not functioning because of corruption. So after initial consultations with the people of Zimbabwe, we called for a demonstration against corruption on the 31st of July. And the call has received nationwide support from different Zimbabweans to say this is the way to go. We've been knocking on doors of different stakeholders. We've been speaking to different Zimbabweans. And they've all been saying corruption is the main issue that indeed we can confront and deal with. You know, and currently our nation is at the crossroads. If you look at Zimbabwe now, we're at the crossroads. Corruption has been so rampant and institutionalized that it is threatening the very existence of the nation. So we are very clear in terms of what the people are calling for on the 31st of you like.
So that is Jacob Mungaruvime, marvelous. So Jacob Mungaruvime, akhuluma lapho uthi abantu bakwazi abafuna ukuthi bakwenze mhla ka 31 July. So already we've got our guests lined up, marvelous. We've got our first guest, Mr. Tafatswa Mugwadi, who's the Director of Information and Publicity. That is the national portfolio, ZANU PF. And we've got Mr. Justin J. Moyo, a political activist based in Canada. We're going to be joined by two other people that will come on board. So let's start with Tafatswa Mugwadi. Go ahead, marvelous.
Maybe tingangonzwa kubva kuna vamugwadi kuti zvatiri kuona zviri kuitika munyika pari zvino takatarisa kuti nhasi tanzwa kuti hope wechimono navajacob ngarivhume vawanikwa ivo vachisungwa panyaya yezviri kurongwa kuti zvoda kuitika pakupera kwemwedzi uno apo vanhu vari kuronga kuti vada kuratidzira ivo sebato rezano PF vari kuona sei kusungwa uku.
Mr. Mugwadi, go ahead.
All right, makadi zvenyu. Andina nyaya yakawana ndikada kutaura because already kana vanhu vasungwa nyaya dzavo dzakuenda kumatare dzimhosva. Asi chichikangofana kuti vanhu vazive, which is also very important, is that the arrest of a mere mortal human folks like Hope Chingonoro and Ngarivhume, those little political upstarts, doesn't give us any cause for headache whatsoever. It doesn't concern us. We don't care whether they have been arrested and whether they will be appearing in court in one of the days. No, we don't mind about that, except to say we are a constitutional republic. And a constitutional republic and a democracy is based on three things: respect for constitutionalism, equality before the law, and the independence of the judiciary. So all those who are registering and due concerns about the arrest of the juror are trying to bully our institutions, and we will not allow that to happen. If ever somebody thought that Zimbabwe is a banana republic, well, munanongo mukachita donga watonga, I think the arrest of the two notorious elements serves as a clear example that no, this country is laws, and that this country is a leadership, and that you know, the image of this country and its national interest are the most important things, which nobody, no sane Zimbabwean would want to see those things getting adulterated. So there is no question about that. We don't care.
But it seems as if you are already prosecuting them before they appear in court.
No, they were involved in calling for demonstrations. Just a few minutes ago, you were playing Gary Fumes' statement. Wasn't he calling for people to demonstrate? But who doesn't know that this country, we do have lockdown regulations like any other country that is serious in fighting COVID-19.
But
we are not like the United States of America or like Donald Trump, who thinks that COVID-19 can be treated by mere gasping of jig. We don't do that. We follow the scientific regulations that have been laid down. And this is what President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his government and the people of Zimbabwe are following. We cannot then allow the whole country to be put at risk by two elements who are bent on pleasing the US embassy and the EU in Zimbabwe, where they are paid to engage in nefarious plots like violent demonstrations. We will not allow what happened on 1 August 2018 and what happened on 14 to 16 July 2019 to happen again in this country. So all those who are part of that plan, they must know, beware of the eyes of March.
Can you put it in Shona? Okay.
No, we are very clear. Zvose zvavarikuronga izvozvo hazvitenderwi nemutemo. Tisu nyika iri kurwisa. We are a country iri kurwisa COVID-19. Nyika dzose dziri pasi rino dziri kurwisa chirwere ichi. Chakasiyana nezviri kuitika kuAmerica zvekuti more than 100,000 people die nokuda kwekuti mutungamiri wavo anofunga kuti COVID-19 inopera nejiki. Trump ari kutukwa uko kuAmerica uko nenhau yokunyengera vanhu kuti hakuna chirwere chinonzi COVID-19 vanhu vachifaunge mapete. Isusu senyika hatingaregeri then over 16 million of our population vachipinzwa parisk, vachipinzwa mudenje yekukontrakta COVID-19 nekuda kwezvimbwasungada zviviri zvoti Hope Chingono naNgarivhume vanotaura kuti vanhu ngatibude kuenda kunodemonstrata mustreet kuti vanhu vazare COVID-19 vapedza kudaro votanga kuti hurumende yakondwa pa COVID-19 hatingaitwe madutu nyika yeseka vamwe ngavaite zvavo madutu but kwete tese we are leadership hatitenderi zvinhu zvakachasi izvozvo savatungamiri.
Hold on, Mr. Tafatswa, just bring in Mr. Justin Jay Moyo. He is in Canada. He's a political analyst and activist. Hey, Mr. Jemo, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Dube.
Yeah, thank you so much. Can you tell us about what you're thinking concerning these arrests?
I didn't get the opportunity to listen to what Mr. Mkwadi was saying. My phone was on silent, so I didn't have the opportunity to hear what he was saying.
So basically, he's saying these people are trying to organize demonstrations at the wrong time, especially in Garifume, who has been outspoken about this kind of a protest on July 31st. So he's saying, no. Zimbabwe is a constitutional democracy. And so now they are trying to, fight against COVID-19. And so these people want to, do whatever they think is right in their minds. So that's basically what you are saying.
You know, I've been following Mr. Mkwadi for a while. Mr. Mkwadi is always defending ZANU-PF. There is no right time like people are going to go to the streets. People have suffered enough in Zimbabwe. People have suffered for almost like 40 years. So what is the right time? When he's saying like this is not the right time for the people of Zimbabwe to go to the street, I don't understand why he's saying that. They had a right to do the right things for the past 40 years before even people of Zimbabwe thought about going to the streets. So when Mr. Mkwadi is saying...
So I think his phone has got a bit of a problem. Go ahead. Now I can hear you. Continue.
People are starving in their homes. People have nothing to eat. People have no money in their pockets. During the pandemic, the hospitals are closed. There's nothing that is functioning in Zimbabwe. So when is the right time for the people of Zimbabwe to stand up? I feel like this is the right time for the people of Zimbabwe to stand up. And like, why are they arresting Hopewell Chinono and someone who's against them? They are afraid of people like Hopewell Chinono because they're exposing them every time. They are afraid of people like Jacob because they want people to support every evil thing that they're doing. Bafuna ukuthi abantu baseZimbabwe behlale belokwesaba. Bafuna ukuthi abantu baseZimbabwe bengasukumi bekhulume lokho abakuzwayo. So uma uMgwadi usupporti ZANU-PF uzokhuluma ukubana abantu kumele behlale phansi. Bazohlala phansi kanjani bengadli. Okwamanje it's during COVID-19 pandemic. The government is not even supplying anything. The government is not even helping its citizens. But you're saying that it is not the right time for the people of Zimbabwe to stand up. When is the right time, Mr. Mkwadi?
Okay, before we bring Mr. Mkwadi back, let's call Mr. Mlungisi Dube, who is a political analyst based in Bulawayo. He asked us to call him for this show. So we're waiting to get a response from Mr. Dube. I think we've got him. Mr. Dube, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you, Mr. Dube.
Yeah, so what's your take on the arrest of Mr. Chinono and Mr. Garifume?
The arrest of Mr. Chinono and Mr. Garifume proves that the Mnangagwa regime is a despotic regime which is intolerant to the views of the people, which is actually defending corruption, which is actually the same as the Mugabe or even worse than the Mugabe regime.
So wena ngokubona kwakho ubona ngazani pho indaba bekwenza khona ukuthi kubotshwa abantu into ezinjalo bakwenzelani konke khona?
Ngokubona kwami ngibona ngathi bazama ukuthi bevale njalo beyethusele abantu. They are trying to intimidate people so that people do not keep on discussing about these issues of corruption and misgovernance and looting of public funds.
Yes,
They are also trying to prevent the rallying of the people for the 31st of July demonstrations.
Okay, still one because number two, I got channel marvelous.
Aha, Tombo enda kuna vamugwadi zvakare kuti vamugwadi tinoona kuti bumbiro remutemo yeZimbabwe rinobvumidza kuti vanhu vawanikwe vachiratidzira kana vari kuratidzira vari murunyararo. Sei bato renyu rezanu-PF riri kuti vanhu vasaenderere mberi nekuratidzira?
Let me just deal with this matter once and for all, my brother Dube and Marvelous Nyahuyo. You know, I must rush to say I'm a very, very serious person. And when I give you an interview, please take that as a decision that I would have taken for the respect that I do have with you as members of the Fourth Estate, among whom I interact with. Mm-hmm. It is quite, therefore, deceitful and uncouth to bring that MDC activist, who is also a leader of the Mthwakazi Republican Party in Blawa, Yomlungis Due. Just for the sake of clarity, you may need to know that he was my classmate at UZ. I mean, he was at NAST when I was at UZ, and we shared side by side in terms of activism. He's not a political scientist. He was at NAST. Besides being at NAST, he's a member of Mthwakazi. And just for the record, you can get the videos. He was lifting chairs to beat those who were presenting at the Moshando Commission during the Blawaya hearing. So how then does he become a political scientist? I think I'm a political scientist by profession, but I've never hidden my loyalties to ZANU-PF, and therefore I'm a member of a political party and a leader for that matter. It's therefore wrong for you to call that guy a political scientist. If you want to pile on activists from the MDC, pile them genuinely rather than giving them an undue cover of being political scientists. I think
he's a political analyst.
Not a political analyst. A political analyst by profession is a person trained in political science. He has not attended any school of political science. You know better. He's my good friend of mine. We talk together. Let's not lie on that one. Let me just address the question that was addressed to me by Marcus Ngawiye.
Yes.
We have never disallowed people to demonstrate. I'm sure since the inception of the Second Republic, we have had several demonstrations taking place. Those that have been peaceful, we have seen them. Okay, in some instances, those that were peaceful have been given, escorted by the police. But be also mindful that we have seen the West in terms of these demonstrations, especially demonstrations that are organized by these faceless, checkered characters at times, and these sworn elements who have turned themselves into sworn, enemies of the Republic. Very hostile forces like Watch Ngono, working with the U.S. embassy, which pays for his, for his utility bills at his house. The U.S. embassy, which meets him frequently to cause despondence in this country, we cannot allow those to happen. In any case, under what circumstances that does Watch Ngono call for a demonstration? Just recently, when he was having an interview with Trevor Ngwe, he said, and I quote, "There should be violent demonstrations in this country if people want to remove President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Only through violence and casualties will they get what the people of Zimbabwe, what they want." I don't know what he was referring to. So honestly, a government that is worth its reputation cannot allow a person to call for violence in this country and then get away with it. On top of that, we have seen the West. On 1 August, there were people who were pampered and paid to cause a violent demonstration on the eve of an election result. And all that they were doing for was to ensure that they create despondence and a good standing point to call for a GNU or to call for third forces to intervene. It was worse. We saw the same happening in January 2019, 14 to 16 July, where people, including those working with a person like Mulungis Due, calling for demonstrations, and the disastrous effects were all for everyone to see. Looting, arsoning of buildings, beating and wantonness, a frog marching of people to join those demonstrations. You saw those happening in the suburbs. And we have said as a ruling part, underline the word ruling part. I'm saying the ruling part because honestly what I'm simply saying is that there is an authority in this country, and which authority comes from this political party. As our motto, unity, peace and development. We do not allow disturbances to happen. And get this very clear from me. We will never allow that to happen again. It has happened in the past. We have come up with the strategies to deal with it and deal with elements that causes that with very little mess. There is no mistake about that.
Mr. Dube, your reaction to that?
I think my friend Mungwadi is misguided to think that ZANU-PF will remain in power forever.
Was a political analyst.
as Mkwati is a political scientist, he knows better. He has studied history of politics. He knows that there is no regime in the world that will ever last forever. Robert Mugabe had actually a better regime, which was much better than Emmerson Mnangagwa. When Robert Mugabe was removed from power, soldiers and police were earning over $500. Today, if you are going to use a generous exchange rate, they are earning at most $200 after the bribery, which they got recently of 15,000 or so RTGS. So he knows that there is a disgruntlement among the people in this country. People cannot be kept under under fear by ZANU-PF. People are going to revolt one way or another. Mr. Mugwati knows that there was, after the Second World War, there was the Nuremberg trial where people, criminals, were tried. You cannot defend this regime. One day he's a young person who is in his 30s. He's going to face the music. He is going to be tried for defending this regime, which is
No, I don't. I think let us have a civilized interview. Now that is the person you call a political analyst coming to an interview to threaten. So now if I were going to ask, you know, comrade, if I were going to ask, what, assuming that the unthinkable happened, which will never happen anyway, that ZANU-PF leaves out of power and somebody else comes in, assuming that's him, what is the crime that I'll be facing? The crime that I'm facing is that I've spoken my mind on this interview. Those people are fools. Unfortunately, you call fools on this platform. It's not a political analyst. I don't want to waste my time on this one.
This cannot be allowed. People who are threatening.
I don't know what, you know, Mr. I don't know what to think that colleague's mindset is deformed, the manner in which his head looks like. I don't want to think that's the manner in which he's deformed mentally. I don't waste my time on those rascals.
Okay, so let's cool down the chambers. So let's bring in Jay Moyo. Hold on, Babumlungu is going to speak to Uma Vela Fukala, and then Sesia continue with Tabalolo. Sesia Pambili. So just hold on 1 second. I'm trying to bring in Mabelas Mklanganya Uye. Hopefully she's still around. Yes, she's there. Mabelas?
I wonder, ndakateerera hangu ndichinzwa zvanga zviri kutaura varume vaviri ava asi tombodzokera zvedu kuna vamugwadi. Vamugwadi mataura imi kuti bato renyu reZANU-PF harisi kuzobvumira kuti paitike kuratidzira ikokuko. Asi sekuvunza kwandamboita panyaya yebumbiro remutemo kuti ingawani vanhu vari kutaura ivo kuti vachange vachiratidzira pasina mhirizhonga. Kosei musiri kuvabvumusi hurumende isisiri kuda kuti vanhu varatidzire kunyangwe vari kuti vachange vachiratidzira pasina mhirizhonga.
Marvelous. Waida basa Marvelous nyauya. I will ask you kana wangu wachitarisa wochitera zvinoitika kune dzimwe nyika. Hatisi stoga nyika yakaafektwa neCOVID-19. Unoziziva iyo ndochokutanga. If you go to South Africa, vanhu vari kupfurwa nemarabba bullets ukoko nemasecurity forces ikoko for violating lockdown regulations. Uri kuziziva here? If we go to other countries, kunana India, vanhu vari kurohwa nemboma ma streets wondrously for being seen to be violating lockdown regulations. Can you see that? It is happening. We have not gone to that extent per se as a country because we have said we will ride on our people, the understanding of the law, the understanding of the regulations, basing on the fact that we are one of the most educated systems across the world, if not the best in Africa anyway. So because of that, our measures have not been enforced ruthlessly as people would want to portray. I'm sure your journalists have seen what's happening. We have said we are not saying people should not demonstrate in this country. We have never said that. But because of the measures that we've put in place to stop the spread of COVID-19, through which one Garai Mzimba, Aikona Kufamba Famba, I were going to ask you, Mavras, they won't go to what is that demonstration? Well, what is that demonstration? Tikakubvunza kuti social distancing uchaimaintain the same demonstration, are you going to tell us? Tikakutaura kuti are you going to test everyone who will join you in the demonstrations? Are you going to tell us? Tikakutaura kuti how are you going to treat those vanenge vauya neCOVID? Are you going to tell us? Tikakutaura kuti how are you going to enforce mandatory wearing of masks? Are you going to tell us? Now, we have not stretched the debate thus far. We have simply said, as the authorities in power, don't make any mistake, ZANU-PF is in power. And as the authorities in power, we advise our government as an implementing organ on the basis of scientific facts given to us and also given to government through the health system. My demonstrations, we are not allowing those things to happen. Reason, we want to protect our people from COVID-19. The president has always said, it doesn't matter whether our economy suffers or whatever other challenge that we face. The most important thing is that he has attended several conferences on how to resuscitate the economy, but he has never attended one on how to resurrect the dead. So all the measures that he's putting in place are aimed at protecting our people from
the debilitating effects of COVID-19, which may amount to death, and we don't want to see that. Asi vanhu vakazouya manje vachiita izvi zvokuti vanhu vanoenda kwaUSA embassy vanopiwa mari vonzikonzeresa demonstrations. Don't worry, I can assure you, there is no vacuum of leadership in this country. There is no vacuum of authority in this country. There is no vacuum of law enforcement agents in this country. And there is no vacuum in terms of the locus of power. If you want where power lies, you know where it is. And
are those threats?
No, they are not threats. You don't know that in this society. Let me just tell you very clearly, in this society, we have a ruling party. We have authorities. And authorities, only those authorities have a monopoly over the use, the legitimate use of force. And because they have a legitimate monopoly over the use of force, it is only them who can tell you to toe the line. If you don't toe the line, there are consequences. That is why we say people go into lockdown. Even when Chamisa were not, no, we are in illegitimate regime. But one of the president, it's because he has authority. Okay? There is a punishment for non-compliance. And this is what Hope Oshimono and Garvum are facing through. They are refusing to comply with the decisions taken by authority. It is a simple equation like that. So they must face the consequences. So because what EU and America are not let me tell you. The foundations of this constitutional democracy are in such a way that you cannot bully successfully and get away with it, our institutions of law in this country. No, we can't do it. And that is why our message was very clear to the US today. It was very clear to the EU. Don't bully our institutions of law. Don't also undermine this republic. We are not a colony. We are not even a district under the EU. We are not even a village in the United States of America. So because of that, stop bullying our institutions and stop undermining this republic. Stop undermining our leadership. Don't prefect this republic. You are having a lot of people dying in America, like you said, over 100,000 people have died. We are only nursing 24 deaths so far, 25 as of today. Allow us to proceed our own way, where we can provide objective complementarities with each other. Let us give each other. On the basis of others, not as masters and servants. It cannot happen again.
Thank you very much.
Those who are being fooled into this narrative, Yana America, which no, because we are re-engaging, therefore we are negotiating at a point of weakness. Now that's a time-honored view. It's an archaic and rigid narrative which no longer has place in our dictionary. We are very clear, we are re-engaging on equal basis. It's either you take it or you don't take it, but certainly one thing that we cannot do, it is to surrender our sovereign or to allow our sovereign institution to be undermined because we are re-engaging. To the extent of which one, I know too much on Achimono, the political analyst to Unotara to Kwai, Tupuno and of Manar in Peg trials, Arne Taye, what to go and know my political side. Those are what I said, Jairesh. At 10 days, I got a bit to come to Kamunom. At 10 days.
Thank you. Let me call in Babu Tube. Mr. Tube, your quick reaction to that before we give an opportunity to Jay Moyo to say something. Quiet, Tube.
My friend Mukwati is hallucinating to think that ZANU-PF will remain in power. We have seen this happening. Some of the people who were in ZANU-PF, like Chimene, Mandi Chimene, we have seen them now cooking these motors in Mozambique. One day you will be picking Makauka also somewhere in Mozambique, this guy.
What's the problem? What is wrong?
We have seen people who are more powerful than Mukwati, which there are people who have been benefiting millions and millions of dollars from ZANU-PF. I don't know why Mukwati is also benefiting. Maybe he's one of the people who are benefiting at the expense of the general public.
Why analyze?
Why are you opposed to people who are fighting against the corruption?
Are you benefiting? Oh, I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to hear about that. Those are not analysts.
Comrade, you are now lying. You know the facts.
You know the videos are there. You don't know that. You are not new to me.
Unemployment is very high. And you are busy. You aspire to see Zimbabwe becoming a successful country like China.
I'm actually worried about the political analyst. I thought Yeah, an engineer, or you did some mechanical science somewhere. They go under politics because of that. That you are looking for a job in civil society doesn't make you a political scientist. No, it doesn't make you. You are not.
So okay, let's discuss the issues. Let's talk the issues.
Just to defend ZANU-PF.
Yeah, but to be clarified, it's in the very good.
Umgwadi sifuna ukumtshela ukuthi kulabantu ababezenza bona abanikazi bezanu-PF abanjengabomgaba bafa izanu-PF sebeyenyanya kulabantu abanjengabomandi Chimene esibabone sebepheka izimoto eMozambique ababezenza bona abale power bathiya ama-tractor nama-farm implements ekhona usasengumfana omncane kakhulu lo ukuthi ithole ngcolisa ibizo lakhe ngento ezingelangqondo le.
Yeah, hold on, Mr. Mugwadi. Let me bring in Marvelous. Marvelous, go ahead.
I can see the gentlemen are trading barbs over there, Gibbs. But maybe, you know, just coming back to the real issues, because I've just also seen Promise Mukwananzi actually putting a profile up on Facebook, just talking about what's currently happening, to say that, you know, tomorrow when Mr. Ngari Mvume and Chimono go to court, people should be in solidarity with them. But maybe let's ask Mr. Dube there in Bulawayo. How are people, you know, like, how are they reacting to these arrests ahead of this 31st July, the plan to have the protest? I'm not sure if Mr. Dube can hear me.
Yes, he's responding.
Okay.
Yeah.
People are very disturbed to see that they were deceived by this military junta, which calls itself the second republic, which is actually perpetuating the same crimes which were being perpetuated by the Mugabe regime. So people know that at one time they must stand up for what is right for their country, because they cannot keep on being pushed by the regime against the wall. Then they know that they cannot delegate their freedom to anyone else. They must stand up and fight against this regime.
Mm-hmm. Apo tirikunzwa vadube vari kubulawayo vachitaura ivo kuti pari zvino vanhu havasi kufara nezvavanga vakavimbiswa nehurumende yava Emerson Mnangagwa. Vari kuti ivo vanhu vazhinji vari kutarisira kuti panozopera mwedzi uno musi waJuly 31 vawanikwe ivo vachienda kunoratidzira vachiratidza kusafara kwavo. Asi tichiri ipapo vamugwadi, manzwa zvataurwa navadhube, munoti nemazwi ataurwa navadhube maonero avo ezviri kuitika pari zvino?
Vachinge vabvisa ZANU-PF masimba zvaari kutaura, mazwi okuti zvara vachinge vabvisa ZANU-PF masimba zvaari kurota izvi, ozondiendesa kutrial yekuti why defender ZANU-PF, ndo zvaari kureva. I'm ready for that. Ndozvoga zvataura zvino zvaanga achizama kutaura ipapo, zvimwe zvacho handizivi kuti ndezvii.
So Mr. Mugabe, looking at what is happening in Zimbabwe right now, we know that there's COVID-19. We know that there are serious economic problems. Do you, as ZANU-PF, I ask a question? As ZANU-PF, are you seeing the crisis in the country?
I don't have a crisis in this country. That is a lie. I don't know. Danchi zvamufana we achitaura neti dread you achiti kwanzi vanhu vari kufa, people are dying, vanhu vari kushaya, government is not doing anything. I don't know who ever brought this template where a Zimbabwean from the diaspora behaves like he is into a honeymoon of some sort where he certainly has got to forget what is exactly and actually happening back home. I don't know where you get that narrative. You are a journalist, yourself, you investigate things that happen in this republic. Who has told you that we are in a crisis? If we are in any crisis, it is a health crisis as a result of COVID-19.
But that is the crisis
we have. No, listen, I'm still answering. Yeah. We're going to ask you, how many countries in this world are facing the same economic challenges that Zimbabwe is ordinarily facing because of the devastating effects of COVID-19? Which country is not facing those? In South Africa, everyone is facing the same. Industry is not performing. Production is dwindled. The coming in of foreign currency inflows in the country have dwindled. Tourism sector is literally down. Those are the cash cows of any thriving economy across the world. Production is ceased. And then you single out Zimbabwe because you want to affix the word crisis into it. I don't know what you people are drinking.
Hyperinflation. Let's face facts.
That tells me you are not in charge. of the news as a newsman, because you can't talk about hyperinflation, particularly this week. Let me just disabuse you by telling you something. Do you know that to keep hyperinflationary system, which was being caused by the mobile money transfer systems, we had to stop those ones in terms of EcoCash merchants, in terms of EcoCash agents. We had to stop those. We suspended the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange to ensure that we deal with the question of fungibility, which was affecting the stock exchange as a result of the old mutual system. We came up with this system. We suspended the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange. We came up with an auction system which has seen the rates stabilizing and actually literally falling down. And suddenly you are talking about hyperinflationary environment. At least you are lying. So that's what I'm saying. Let us be in charge of the stories.
Mr. Mgwadi. At 1:64, the exchange rate.
Where was it before that? Where was it before we put these measures? Where was it?
It was slightly above, but it
It was not slightly above because it was almost times two. Because the old mutual implied rate, which we stopped, closed at 1.21. You know that. That was times two, so you don't say slightly above. We'll tell you the figures. It was on 1.21. Now it is falling down to 6.0 as the auction system continues to gather efficiency in the system. Now, how certainly do we say hyperinflationary environment? Let us not say things the manner we want in order to spruce up our narratives. We'll tell you what is wrong. We'll tell you what is good.
In this case, it's a question of facts and figures, Mr. Mgwadi. So what I'm saying to you here is there are people today, as we speak, who are failing or struggling to survive on a dollar per day.
Where are those people?
Is that not true?
I'm saying, where are those people?
Kotumbare.
Because it's a suburb, you know, old Zagavan, Ariko, Kwanotambrastere. Do you know that suburb has produced one of the best musicians in this country?
No, I'm not talking about Mbare.
The home of dance hall today is Mbare. But because you left Mbare, which is the Kumata, people in Zagat Zagat, that is why you want to put Mbare in the stakes of
Mbare. Okay, we are putting.
Not that they are in dust.
What I'm saying to you is there are issues to do with bread and butter issues. That's true, right? We agree then?
Not a dollar a day. If you talk about bread and butter issues, I will tell you, because of COVID-19, that is where I talked about production. I talked about inflows. I talked about the reduced capacity of the state to play more of its functions as it has been doing before. Because literally, its coffers are also getting overcrowded by a lot of issues and responsibility that the state has got to cover. You are aware. So it is not Zimbabwe alone. You are in the United States of America yourself. How many job losses have risen as a result of COVID-19?
Of course.
You know that the chances of Mr. Trump's electability come November 2020 are closer. In fact, are falling day by day to the extent that today, as I checked the news, he was trailing Mr. Biden of the opposition by more than 24 points. What does that tell you about the devastating effects of this COVID-19 pandemic? Now, why would you want to single Zimbabwe alone? We have never refused to acknowledge where we are having challenges. But what is wrong is for Zimbabweans to become ambassadors of speaking bad about the country by creating and recreating and manufacturing artificial challenges on top of the ones that we have. Then we'll tell you that you are getting lost, my brother.
All right,
we solve our challenges by providing solutions rather than manufacturing crises and coming up with sweetening words in order to find how worst we can describe our country in the states of notoriety and please our masters.
Thank you, Mr. Mgwadi. Let's bring in Mr. Tube. Mr. Tube, you hear what you are hearing what Mr. Mgwadi is saying. And my argument has been that people are struggling to survive in Zimbabwe. What's the situation like? And maybe that's why people are saying corruption is actually crippling everything instead of COVID-19. Did all this kind of thing happen before COVID-19 or after COVID-19? Mr. Tube.
People are suffering as much as hyperinflation and the depreciation of the Zimbabwean dollar against the American dollar. as he is saying that the dollar is now trading at 60, but the reality, officially, it is trading around 68, which is, if you go back 3 weeks ago, officially it was trading at around 25, meaning that the dollar, the Zimbabwean dollar officially has depreciated by over 75%, meaning people are losing their buying power. A lot of people are going hungry. They cannot afford food. The government unveiled a package of $15 billion. And people have not been able to benefit. No one has benefited. Probably what we are going to witness is the same thing with the command agriculture, where the people from ZANU-PF are the ones who are going to be.
The discussion is very interesting. You hear this young boy saying, I need to command agriculture inputs. We are not giving people command agriculture inputs so that they go to Mpare or Magwebe, then start selling those inputs. Like,
go ahead, look. Do it.
I am saying that Mr. Mkwati should appreciate that people are suffering in this country instead of trying to sweep issues under the carpet. The government of the day is supposed to be looking into ways of resolving these problems. People in this country are suffering, including ZANU-PF people are suffering. And of course, without resolving these economic problems, the Mnangagwa regime that we are working for is going to have challenges. It cannot be guaranteed to last forever unless you resolve these problems which are prevailing.
All right, one second, gentlemen, just one second. Let me bring in Marvelous Mhlanganyawuye. Just one second. Mhlanganyawuye, go ahead.
Tiri ipapo, tombodzokera ku-COVID-19 yanga iri kutaurwa navamugwadi. Taisimboona mutungamiri wenyika vachipa ma-updates ekuti zvakamira sei panyaya ye-lockdown. Pari zvino, chii chiri kutaurwa nehurumende takatarisa kukwira kuri kuita watingati uwandu hwevanhu vari kubatwa ne-COVID-19. Mutungamiri wenyika vachauya here vachitaura kuti ma-measures akamira sei pa-lockdown iyoyo?
Best answered nemutauriri wemutungamiri wenyika vaGeorge Charamba. Kana musina namba yavo ndokupai. So inini handikwanisi kutaurira ndakamirira president, but what I know for a fact is that mutungamiri wenyika in the last political session and in his remarks ahead of the celebration of the Africa Anti-Corruption Day, he hinted, but no, we are going to review our measures with a view to toughening them to ensure that we respond to the spiking cases in as far as the pandemic is concerned. So it is obvious measures are going to be tightened. But when and how the president does that, I don't want to speculate.
Can you put that in Shona?
Mashoka chataurwa nemutungamiriri wenyika munganzwa kuna vaGeorge Charamba, because ndemutauriri wemutungamiriri wenyika. Ina handisi ndiri director weinformation wobato riri kutonga. VaCharamba ndo vanokwanisa kudzai mashoko iwayo kuti president vachataura rini uye vachataurei uye vachange vachida kuti zvifambiswe sei. Isu chatinokwanisa kukuudzai chete ndechekuti so far from speech ya president kupolitbureau nepavakataura musi weAnti-Corruption Day for Africa, vakataura ivo kuti mamezures ari paya tichawedzera, tichazama zvekare kuti timbodzokera kuda nechekumashure kwatakatanga kuya, kuitira kuti isusu tidhile kana tigadzirise kuwandu hwevanhu vari kufa nekukwira kuri kuita mainfection echirwere ichi, nyanyo kukwira nekuda kwevanhu vari kudzoka zvekare nekupa kwatakaita vanhu freedom yekuti vambofamba vachiitawo zvimwe zvimabasa. Ataona kuti zvinhu izvozvo zvaakudzorera bandiko rokurwisa chirwere chishure. Saka nokudaro president vakangohinda kuti vachatora mamwe matanho ari pamusorosoro ekuwedzera pane zviripo kuti vanhu vambogara mumba, vambomira kufamba zvina matuhu.
Vapotuve uyezva anombokurira kunge Mbamugwati ungatini akona kuve akhuluma hako kuti upresident unako kuti apume azekhuluma kodwa yena kakhulumeli umongameli. So ke uthi kuyenzakala ukuthi kungenzwakala kodwa kulabanye amathubhela abathe nqe kwenzelwa ukuthi kuncindezelwe kumbe kwephulwe amalungelo kwaZulu. Babadube tshanga sentu konapho kuzungena leskill
engingakutsho ukuthi opresident abathungameli bonke abaprogressive emazweni uRamaphosa waphumisaithi hayi i-COVID noma ingaze ibisimemetheka siyananzelela ukuthi asizameni ezinye izinto ezokuthi sisebenze njani senze o-social distancing endaweni yokuthi sivale i-economy. Kuyatshengisa ukuthi ama-president anjalo a-progressive bonke abantu bakunanzelela ukuthi alingeke libe le-economy ehlala ivale.
because of the economy is very free in Zimbabwe. Sibese siba labantu abafuna ukuthi beyale beyivali. Kambe njobe ivele izifile kuzaphumani xa bengayala beyivali. So siyananzelela ukuthi konokho abazama ukukwenza abayekele abantu bekwanisa ukuqhubeka besebenza because vele economy leyifile ukuthi ona bevalana le economy njalo futhi benanzelele ukubana abantu xa bengasabafuni balala ilungelo lokuthi bebagubhe ngoba abantu vele yibo ababaqhatshayo. So abantu xa bebabona be-incompetent bengakwanisa umsebenzi balelungelo lokubagubha.
Ye, ngicela ukufana ngesilungu khona kodwa.
We have seen that most progressive heads of states like Ramaphosa, they've been saying that they can no longer go back to lockdown. And as you can see, that the most of these economies, I can say they went to lockdown prematurely before we came to winter in Africa. So what we are seeing, we have an economy in Zimbabwe which is already operating at probably 20-30%, which is being threatened with endless lockdowns. At the end of the day, what are we going to have? The government is going to be forced to be paying civil servants through printing money because they cannot tax anyone because the economy is closed. And Mnangagwa and his regime should know that if people see that they are incompetent, because when they campaigned, they promised the people houses, a health care that is working, they promised a good life to people. If they are failing to deliver those things, people have a right at any time to remove them from power.
Yes, marvelous.
Apo tukunzwa vadhube vari kutaura ivo kuti hurumende yavamunangagwa payakapinda yakati iyo ichapa vanhu mabasa, ichapa vanhu zvakawanda wanda. Saka vari kuti ivo kana zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka semaonero avo hapana chakaipa kuti vanhu vaenderere mberi vachiratidzira patingati musi waJuly 31 kuti varatidzire kuti havasi kufara nekuti ivo zvavakange vavimbiswa nehurumende iripo. Ajis Kubuda, Parisian Gibbs.
Yeah, let's bring back Mr. Mugwadi so that we can discuss further issues to do with democracy in Zimbabwe. So when we look at what is happening right now, Mr. Mugwadi, indications are that maybe another crackdown is in the works. So in terms of COVID-19. So if that happens, there are some people who fear that the government may go the other way, violate people's rights. There are some people who are making those allegations that the government is there to crack on the opposition and COVID-19, yes, but mostly the opposition. What's your reaction to that?
Are you saying Zimbabwe cares so much about demonstrations than saving their lives? If you were going to talk to your sister, you were to talk him to consider about the fate of demonstrations in a lockdown or the safety of their lives. What do you value most, their life or a demonstration? Demonstrations which amount to nothing after all. Assuming those demonstrations were being held in the context that that young man who masquerades as a political scientist when he's a non-political activist of MCOC or something, assuming they happen to remove the president, don't you think that's seditious? Don't you think that's being treasonous? And do you think a whole ruling party would watch those things happening simply because we want to satisfy rights? No, we don't do that. I keep reiterating, we are not cracking anyone down. We are putting measures that should protect our people. Those like Mlungis who are pensions and the merchants of violence, or those who do not subscribe to his chaotic and violent school of thought, who believe that people must just be safe from the disease, the church, the non-political aligned, our villages, our communities need to be saved from this disease. Therefore, we don't take measures to consider. We don't take measures on the basis of parochial interests of checkered elements like Mlungis. We don't do things that way. If he thinks Ramaphosa is the most progressive person whom he would want to submit to his authority, I'm sure one certain thing that will happen after COVID-19 is that borders will be released. He will cross if he feels that is where he needs to be led. We don't mind. And those, by the way, we have so many Zimbabweans in South Africa. They are trooping to come back. Those who went thinking that this is where progressive governance takes place, they are coming back. And the reason is that they are coming back for only God knows if he doesn't know himself. So we don't do things according to others. We do things according to the Zimbabwean way. The Zimbabwean way is that number one, Yadarika Zulu, Vajita COVID-19. Tinevan, makumi maviri, nemashanu vashaika nekuda kwechirwere ichi, and we will not allow those numbers to increase on our watch simply because a mlungisi or a Hopewell Chingono or a Ngari Vhume or a Job Scholar wanted to do a demonstration. Hatipengi, hatina kuiswa masimba nevanhu kana kurwira nyika inoyi kuti tiuye tiitiswe nepovhu nepwere dzakaita sedzodzi. Hatitenderi tichidaro, nyika inoyi ine vatongi kana vachinge vatara kuti garai mudzimba. Naiye mulungisi achagara mumba kana asingadi kugara mumba musi wa 31 July achiti anoda kuuya kuzoita kuratidzira nemhirizhonga. We are ready to host people like those. Vamatema Danda vakadaro, Chinamasa said the same thing. I'm saying the same things. Let him come to the streets. Toda kuzomuona ari kumberi iye. Toda kuzovaona naChingono wake vari kumberi zvekare. Kwete kupesedzera vanove vamwe vanhu kuti vaende vanozara chirwere uko. Ivo vodzoka vouya voita tuma press conference vachinyembera kuita political scientists wavasina kana kufundira panapo. Hatii chezvu zvakadaro, hatitenderi vanhu vedu vemuZimbabwe vachiitiswa nevanhu vari kutsvaka mari, mafortune, non-fortune seekers like this gentleman. Who hope not from the US embers to the EU embers to the British embers looking for donor funds from the so-called evil society in the hope of adulterating on the image of this country. Vapedza kudaro oyo otaura kuti marights hatitenderi zvinhu zvakaita seizvozvo. Vokuti nyika ino ingatukirwa nekuda kwokuti iwe unoda kudemonstrator, toti vanhu pindai mustreet muinjoye marights enyu, chirwere chiwande, vanhu vafe, kana vanhu vofa motadza kuti motanga zvekuti zani iri kukoniwa, hurumende iri kukoniwa. Ndezvenyu izvo, hatitenderi zvinhu zvakaita seizvozvo.
Thank you so much. And hold on, Mr. Mugodi. We are about to come to the end of our show. Let me bring on a marvelous Klanya Uye. I think we are remaining with only a few minutes. Marvelous.
Maybe let me ask Mr. Dube to react to what Mr. Mugodi just said.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Dube, go ahead.
It is very disturbing to hear my brother boasting about or threatening people. People have a right, according to Section 59, Section 60, to demonstrate they have a right. Anyone who gets into government under this constitution actually agrees that they are going to abide, because the president, he took a vow that he is going to defend the constitution. So they cannot come here to threaten people. Doctors, nurses are under strike. And what are they doing for the people? They are not concerned about the people. They are just concerned about power. So they cannot continue threatening people and threatening people. People are going to one day to rise and fight against these people. They cannot threaten people. That is what Mr. Tupoi should know. On the 31st, we are going to demonstrate against ZANU-PF, even if you are going to kill us. We are going to be remembered in history for standing for what is right. We are not going to be counted like cowards and mercenaries, like Tupoi, who can just for a traitor or for just for RTGS, for 15,000 RTGS, can be threatening people like this.
Yes, I think we have to give Mugodi a few seconds. Mr. Mugodi, only 15 seconds, say. 15 seconds, exactly. We've come to the
key word, the most key phrase, he will be in the streets even if he dies. This is the key word for all those who are listening. On 31 July, let's watch out for Mlungisi, a political analyst, according to Studio 7, who says he will be in the streets to remove government. This is what political analysts do. Now that's an indictment on your journalism.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mugodi. Mr. Dube, your last word, sir.
What I can tell the people of Zimbabwe is that they cannot delegate their freedom to anyone. They have a right to correct the things. No one is going to fight for us. We should stand up against corruption. We should demand that this government to be accountable. We should demand our constitutional rights.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. We've come to the end of the show. We wish to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Tapfatso Mugodi, Director of Information and Publicity in the ruling ZANU-PF party, and Mr. Mlungisi Dube, a political analyst based in Bulawayo. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Maryland, saying, remember, this is a pre-recorded show. Marvelous.
I'm Marvelous Mklanganya, who are in Washington, D.C., also just saying, yes, this is a pre-recorded show. So by the time you see some of the program, the numbers may have changed either in Zimbabwe or worldwide. Let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk. Ndatikurukurei. Bye-bye.